The United States and European Union said yesterday they are preparing to hit Syria's leaders with new sanctions as it continues a brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters. Charles Collins has this report.
Human rights activists in Syria say the crackdown to crush a two-month wave of protests against the regime has killed at least 700 civilians. Tanks and soldiers moved into the southern town of Nawa on Tuesday after encircling it in the previous days. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton expressed deep concern at the violent crackdown.
The number of people that we know have died, the number of people that we believe are in detention, is extremely alarming.
Ashton and United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told reporters on Tuesday that Washington and Brussels were reviewing fresh penalties against the Syrian regime. Clinton said the Obama administration is running out of patience with President Assad.
They have embraced the worst tactics of their Iranian ally, and they have refused to honor the legitimate aspirations of their own people in Syria. President Assad talks about reform, but his heavy-handed, brutal crackdown shows his true intentions.
Meanwhile, Syrian protesters have called for a one-day nationwide general strike on Wednesday, urging students to skip school and workers to bring commerce to a halt in a new strategy of defiance against the government. I'm Charles Collins.